节财啊。
During this time, this Christmas season, so our neighbors have a lot of lights that they lighted up.
我跟我的最小的孩子啊，有时吃饱饭就去那边散步啊，我们看他们所展示的那些灯光。
So with my youngest son, we decided to take a walk around the neighborhood, and we walked over to our neighbor and we saw the lights.
我发现到那个美国人啊，几乎很多都忘记了圣诞的意义是什么，因为那些展示的灯光啊，都是迪士尼的卡通人物啊。
So I discovered that here in the United States, there are so many people that have forgotten or don't know the true meaning of Christmas because our neighbors decided to just have some cartoon characters that they lighted up.
就是有一些摆了米老鼠啊，白雪公主啊，圣诞老人啊之类的，
Snow White and Mickey Mouse and Snow White and just all kinds of characters.
但是只有几家哈，勉强的摆了一个耶稣的诞生哈，然后plastic 的主耶稣在那边呢，在马槽里面，然后都是 plastic 的很便宜的货哈，
都是塑胶的。So we saw that there were some nativity scenes that were set up by certain households, and these are not very expensive, that talked about Jesus Christ being in the manger.
只有一家他写了一个小小的牌，太小了都看不到，但是我就注意到，他说 He is the reason for the season, 他是我们这个
庆祝的原因。
这个圣诞节庆祝的原因啊。
So only this family that had a really small saying over there that they had listed and says, well, this is the reason for the season, for celebrating.
他们很多，但是这都掺杂了很多的东西啊。
And so there are so many decorations that are just so loud, a lot of lights.
所以我们这些信主的人要知道我们庆祝的什么，我们想要纪念的是什么？
As believers of Jesus Christ, we need to understand why we are celebrating. What is it that we are remembering?
所以约翰福音告诉我们，尤其是在第十四节，我们注重在第十四节啊，第一章第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充满满的，满有恩典，有真理。
In the book of John.This is written, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only.
那句话住在我们中间啊，或者是扎营在我们中间，或者是有一些英文版本是 tabernacle 在我们中间啊。
So this is dwelling amidst us. This is among us. And this is with us.
在本来的文字，本来的希腊文啊，就是做帐篷，做帐篷在我们当中，或者是扎营在我们当中啊。
In the original text, the Greek text, this word dwelling is actually taking root. The tabernacle, the tent that is tented amongst us.
希腊文叫他把他的营建在这个神的子民当中啊。
That this tent of God is established amongst, in the midst of His people.
弟兄姐妹，在犹太人来说，这个是他们听到之后，他们有后面，他们因为有历史的背景，他们有丰富的想象啊。
And brothers and sisters, for people who are from Israel or who are Jewish, they understand because the entire history.Was built upon this, so they can visualize how this truly was.
就好像有一次有一个老上海的弟兄哈，他告诉我们，哎，你有去过上海吗
？Just like there was a brother that was from Shanghai some years back, and he asked me, "Have you gone to Shanghai before?"
I said, "Oh yeah, 我去过上海，我还
oh, I have.
很骄傲的是说哈。
I was quite proud, and I said, "Yes, I have been to Shanghai."
你去上海有什么印象
？So the question was, "Well, what do you remember about Shanghai?"
我说哎， 那个上海的那个浦东机场，哇，蛮新的哈。
I said, oh, the new airport, Putong Airport.
啊，那是我的印象。
So that was what I remember.
那个老弟兄很不高兴说，那不是真的上海呀。
And so this elderly brother was not very happy with my answer. He said, that is not what Shanghai was.
因为他的上海是有历史性的上海，是很久以前，他说，哎，上海就很繁荣了哈，已经那时候就已经有那种电梯啊，去，我们现在才有的那种电梯去这个，去这个房这个 mall 里面就有这种电梯哈。
And so, this elderly brother, he was not very happy with my response.The Shanghai that he remembered was a Shanghai that long ago flourished. This is a metropolis. And he said that long ago.
That's a good word.
long ago that there were already
世界性的城市这样啊,
escalators long time ago that we see today.
他说哈，他那边啊，哈，海啊，什么上海滩那边哈，外滩那边还有什么法国的租界啊，那些晚上的时候还有那些灯啊，很亮，很罗曼蒂克的，那些我都不知道啊。
So, 120 some years ago, actually, Shanghai was owned by different nations. So near the Bund, right by the Riverwalk, there were a lot of different historical buildings that were set up by different countries.
So, 因为我的历史背景是这么小啊，所以我不知道那么多的东西。我只是说浦东机场啊。
And so I didn't have a historical background to Shanghai and what kind of place it was. And so as I did travel there, what I remember was just it had a really new airport.
所以他的上海比我的上海丰富的多了哈。
And so this elderly brother, the Shanghai that he came to know was so much more rich.Than the little bit that it came to experience.
所以当犹太人听到哈神炸帐篷在他们当中的时候，他们有很丰富的历史在背后哈。
And so when we read that God tabernacled, He set His tent amidst His people. For the Jewish nation, this has so much history, and it is so full of meaning.
因为神在以色列人出埃及的时候，他们跟以色列人说，他要跟摩西说，他要做一个帐幕，在旷野流浪的日子的时候，他要跟以色列一同在旷野中同行。
Because this is God's way of abiding by His own covenant with His people, that He set His tent amidst His people, that He wanted to be with His people when His people.Were coming out of Egypt and passing through the great desert.
So, 我们一定要翻回去啊，这个旧约的出埃及记二十九章啊。
We need to go back to the Old Testament that recorded the
fact. 出埃及记第二十九章，他说呢
？Exodus chapter 29,
四十三
，verse 43。
嗯，四十三，二十九章四十三节。我要在哪里与以色列人相会？那个会幕就是他的帐篷啊。就因为我的荣耀成为圣，我要使会幕和坛成圣，也要使亚伦他的儿子成圣，给我供祭司的职分。
And Exodus chapter 29, verse 43 and 44, it is written that for the generations to come, this burnt offering is to be made regularly at the entrance to the tent of meeting before the Lord. There I will meet you and speak to you. There also I will meet with the Israelites, and the place will be consecrated by my glory. So I will consecrate the tent of meeting.And the altar, and will consecrate Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests.
然后第四十五节、第四十六节，你们小心看啊。他说：“我要住在以色列人中间，做他们的神。他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神， 将他们从埃及地领出来的，我要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
Focus on verses 45 and 46. Then I will dwell among the Israelites and be their God. They will know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of Egypt so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
我要住在他们中间，在旷野的时候，没有什么东西，就是简陋的帐幕，他也要住在他们中间。
I will dwell among the Israelites, that I will be with them, and I will set my tabernacle amidst them.
我常常我看到这个境界的时候，我就想到啊，美国的中部哈，他们常常这个小小的城市就有一个高高的建筑物，这个啊。那个最高的建筑物就是教会哈。
And when I come upon these verses, it always takes me back to middle part of United States. That in very small towns, the highest point very often is the church.
然后，最近的我们每次看到这个的时候，我跟我太太讲，不如我们在这里住下来啊。
And so every time when my wife and I think of this, we would say, well, we come up on a small town that has erected a church, and that's the highest point. We always think, why don't we settle down here?
最近的一次经验是，我跟我跟我姐妹跟Sophia 一起去的那个是Linden, 在Washington州的那个Linden Warden, Linden 哈，我在那边啊。教会啊，就在他们的城市中间。
The most recent was just about a year ago that we took a trip all together with my wife, and we went to Washington, this town called Linden, and there were a lot of churches.
他们说是世界上密度最高的教会啊，就是很多教会啊，那个 Guinness Book Record 说那个城市啊是最多教堂的。
And the Guinness Book of Record, actually, Linden, the city that is in Washington State, is actually noted to have the most density of churches within a small town.
那里的人世世代代都是把那个基督都尊主基督为主啊。
And so this is where Christian Reformed churches really concentrated, And at that time, the people really focus on God being their anchor in their whole life.
他们的生活重心就是教会，生活的重心就是神的话语。我是多么的兴奋！我跟我太太说：“我们来这里住下来吧。”
And that the church was the center of their lives. The church was the center of their living. And so when my wife and I went to visit, we were just so excited, and we said to each other, "Why don't we just come here and settle down?"
因为他们把神放在他们中间呢，can you, did you put the?
Because God is in the midst and He's in the center of the town.
假如你看这个照片的话哈，这个帐篷啊，神的帐篷是在这个以色列人中间啊，他们每一个支柱，十二个支柱。都面向着这个帐篷啊。
You will see that the tabernacle of God is right in the very middle, and all the 12 poles are pointing to the tabernacle.
他告诉以色列人，在旷野的时候，我跟你们同在。
And so this is the Lord God Himself, Jehovah, saying to His people that even in the desert, that I am with you.
弟兄姐妹，他告诉以色列人，在敌人追杀你的时候，我跟你同在。
Brothers and sisters,
不要害怕。
This is the Lord God Jehovah telling His people, "Have no fear, because even when the enemy is chasing after you, I am with you."
在物资缺乏的时候，没有水、没有食物的时候，我跟你同在。
In the times of your need, when you have nothing to eat, when you are thirsty, there is no water. I am with you.
在痛苦的时候，我跟你同在。
When you are in your pain, in your turmoil, and in your sufferings, I am with you.
我们告诉弟兄姐妹哈，不，你信了主哈，我们今天有姐妹跟弟兄信主哈，信主哈不是 都是天色长蓝的。
And I remind our dear brothers and sisters, and today we just had a beloved sister and a little brother that just received baptism. And I remind everyone that believing in God does not mean that skies will ever be blue.
有时候我们英文叫做 bittersweet experience 哈，就是哎，你跟他同在，你在受痛苦的时候是甘甜的。
And actually, what this means, even though the skies are not ever blue, but the promise is that even in the midst of suffering, it is full of grace and it is sweet.
这个很难形容哈，我只能够用我的经历来形容。
This is very difficult to try to explain in a way that you might be able to understand it. So I will use myself as an example.
多年前呢，我太太啊，我们两个都很爱孩子啊。第一次她流产了，第二次呢？他又有一些身体又有一些不舒服啊，他早上啊，那我把他载到医院去，他早上四点的时候，他打电话给我，我又流产了。
So, some years ago, I will share our own example. My wife and I both love children. So, we lost our first child. Second time when she was pregnant, I drove her to the hospital. And 4 in the morning, I received a call from her that she lost the second child.
我在早上四点的时候，我开车，我说主啊，我怎么安慰我的太太呢？
And so I was rushing to the hospital in my car after receiving this dire news. And I was praying to God, how God can I comfort my wife?
她也伤心，我也伤心啊。
Both of us were in grief.
但是我在祷告的时候，神给我话语啊，就说我告诉她。我们两个有主，我们就足够了。
And so as I was praying to God, He gave me His word that I am sufficient for the both of you.
在这个医院的病房里面啊，神好像是帐篷住在我们当中一样，因为这一句话一样。
Because of God's word that came to us, that when I arrived in the hospital and I was by her bedside, that the word of God here was sufficient for the both of us.
所以这个是甘苦的经历啊。
So this was a very difficult suffering time.
所以神永远不会放弃属于他的人。
But it was sweet because of God's promise that God will not abandon those who belong to Him.
甚至在启示录的时候，约翰已经八九十岁了哈，他因为影响力太大了，人家把他放在那个罗马政府把他放在巴摩岛上。
Even when we come to the Book of Revelations, this is when the old John, who was in his 80s and he was old, and he had a lot of influence, so people didn't want him to be around, and they left him at a very lonely, cold island called Patmos.
那人家说这个可怜孤单的老人啊。
A lot of people said, "Oh, John was abandoned, such a sad, sad old man."
那你去看启示录八章十节，就在那天主日的时候，神跟他同在。
But when you read the book of Revelation, chapter 8, that God came upon John, and that was the Sabbath day.
那个巴摩岛是荒凉的岛，弟兄姐妹不在了，十二个门徒早已经去世了，很多都已经殉道了。但是，天涯海角，神找到他，神跟他同在。
The days of Patmos were days that, in man's eyes, could be lonely because at that time, a lot of the brethren had died and some of the apostles had martyred, but in the ends of the earth, in this lonely island that nobody goes to, God came to be with the old John.
不止这样，假如我们看
Not just so.
看这个帐篷哈。
When we come across this word tabernacle,
回到这个那时候的帐篷的话 ，Can you go another?我们会第一个在帐篷里面，我们第一个会看到帐篷里面有一个金灯台啊。
And so not just so, but we see that in the temple, in the tabernacle of God, amidst this tabernacle, there was a golden lampstand.
他说第 三十七章十七节，他用金金做一个灯台，这灯台的座和杆和杯球花都是借人一块金锤出来的。灯台两，第十七节哈。
三十七章第十七节。
对对，三十七章第十七。对，出埃及记，对。
So we go back to Exodus chapter 37, verse 17, that recorded the making of the golden lampstand.
他说那个帐幕啊，是用各种各样的皮包住的哈，有公羊皮、海狗皮、有羊毛、有各种的织品把它包起来啊，所以里面非常黑暗哈。
And so the lampstand was made of pure gold and hammered out, and it was covered with animal skin. So the lampstand was covered, and inside, actually, it was very, very dark, except for the golden lampstand.
所以他要他你假如很黑的时候，你的眼睛第一个印象已经看到那个灯光了。
And so imagine, try to visualize it in total darkness, but this lampstand is the one that is shedding light.
And
so this golden lampstand was like a tree.
还有长出那个杯子，是点那个蜡烛的，是好像一个杏仁花的花蕾这样。
And recorded here in Exodus chapter 37, verse 19, three cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms were on the branch.
然后他们要倒那个橄榄油下去哈，然后点这个灯。
And so the priests were to pour oil. This is olive oil, unto the lamp.
你假如知道这个杏仁或者是这个橄榄油的话，两个都是很有营养的东西啊，很有生命力的东西啊。
When you know the almond and also olives, these are very special because they are full of nutrients.
最近北加州那边哈，他们有很多，我有一个朋友啊，他是种杏仁的。这个是美国朋友啊，他们几代以来就种杏仁，但是那个杏仁呢，在以前他们是穷农夫哈，现在大家都知道那个杏仁是很有营养的，他忽然变成很富有起来啊。
So I know of this American who is an almond farmer for three generations. So as more and more people discover the goodness of almonds, he became quite well-to-do.
橄榄树也是这样啊，是很健康的一种，橄榄油是一个很健康的油。
In the same way is the olive. So olive oil is actually very healthy and full of goodness.
这个告诉我们啊，亚当和夏娃因为吃了禁果啊，吃了那个树的果啊，他们犯罪了，他吃掉了生命。但是这个新的生命树啊，是给我们生命的。
And we recall in the book of Genesis that Adam and Eve had fallen because they took from the forbidden fruit. But the new life that's given to them is to us is from the tree of life.
所以这个是预表这个生命有新的生命的生命树哈。
Foretelling or prophesying that there is a tree of life and there is new life, life renewed.
然后这个光呢，也是让那个人能够服侍神哈。
And this light from this golden lampstand,
尤其那个祭司能够服侍神啊，
is also foretelling that man is able to serve God, and the priest is able to serve the Lord.
所以那个诗篇说哈，因为在那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们得见光。
And the book of
诗篇36:9.
And in the book of Psalms. Chapter 36, verse 9, it is written that for those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Verse 9, that for with you With you, Lord, is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light.
在你的光中，我们可以看到光啊。
That in the light of our Lord God, that we see light.
所以神是一个启示的神，神告诉我们他是怎么样的一个神。
Therefore, our Lord, our God, is a Lord that reveals Himself.And he manifests himself and he tells us what kind of God he is.
所以这个神不是我们自己想出来的，而是根据他的话语，他的启示，所以我们知道他是谁。
And notice
不是像这些家这样啊。
This, and know that this God is a true God, and he is not a God that we conjured up. This is not some kind of philosopher that somebody made up.
所以啊，最大的启示就是这本神的话语自己哈。
And God's greatest revelation is his word.That he reveals himself.
他说你的话语是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
And God's word is the light unto our feet and the lamp unto our path.
所以我们走在其上的，我们并不就不会跌倒。
So when we walk onto the path of God, we shall not fall.
那个金灯台也是代表主耶稣自己啊。
In the same way, it says.Golden lampstand, that this is pointing out to Jesus Christ himself.
那我们今天所读的约翰福音，他就告诉他就是光。
Today in the book of John that we read, chapter 1, that Jesus Christ is a light.
我们也见他的荣光，就是父独生子的荣光。
And then we see this glorious light, and that is the glorious light of being Jesus himself, this is the only begotten Son of God, Jehovah.
那金灯台呢，在启示录里面又是代表教会啊。
And also in the book of Revelation, this golden lampstand also is talking about the church.
因为教会就好像我们就是好像世界的光，照亮了这个黑暗的世界啊。
The church is like the light that is in the world, and it is shining bright into the world.
所以主耶稣说：“你们是世上的光。”
And therefore Jesus himself said that you are the light of the world.
然后啊，另外一个 ，Can you turn another one? The table.
There's a table.
Yeah. 然后在里面啊，很奇怪的一个家具啊，就是一个餐桌哈。
And so here we have a picture of a table.
第二十五章二十二到三十节
So we go to
出埃及记
We go back to the book of Exodus Chapter 25
二十三节要用皂夹木做一张桌子，长二寸，宽一寸，高一寸半，要包上金金，四围染上金牙边。桌上的四围各做一掌宽的横梁，横梁上染做金牙边。要做四个金环安在桌上的四角上，就是桌子四角上的四角。安环子的地方要挨近横梁，可以穿钢台桌子，要用皂荚木做两根钢，用金包裹，以便台桌子。要做桌子上的盘子、调羹并樽酒的
戒，
并要用金制作，又要在桌上，在我面前常摆陈设饼。
So this is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 25. This is describing the table that is to hold the golden lampstand. We read from verses 23 to 30. Make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it. Also make around it a rim, a hand breadth wide, and put...A gold molding on the rim. Make 4 gold rings for the table and fasten them to the 4 corners where the 4 legs are. The rings are to be close to the rim to hold the poles used in carrying the table. Make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and carry the table with them. And make its plates and dishes of pure gold, as well as its pitchers and bowls for the pouring out of offerings. Put the bread of the presence on this table to be.Before me at all times.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
桌子告诉以色列人什么事情呢
What does the table tell the people of Israel?
你看就是代表好像一个餐桌、啊、
You see that this looks like this is a dinner table.
因为桌子上有那个橙色饼、啊、
Because on the table is the bread.
弟兄姐妹主告诉我们主的话语告诉我们神好像天父这样等着爱子回来
This is the bread of the presence So here This is God foretelling that he is waiting for his beloved to return back to him
他很喜爱跟他的子民有交通啊，有他在餐桌上就是啊，有一个 fellowship 有一个沟通啊
That God wants toGod is longing, his heart is longing to be with his people that belong to him. So this is a feast that is set already with the bread of presence, and he is awaiting for the return of his own people to enjoy this with him.
最近 我们的孩子、啊、从远方回来。
Recently, all of our children came back to us from
我们
far, far away.
很忙，但是很高兴啊。
So,
我太太虽然很忙，但是也很高兴啊。
We are very, very busy. Because they're back, all of them are back. However, our hearts are so full of joy.
因为我们在吃饭的时候可以跟他们沟通啊，你最近怎么样啊？这课业怎么样啊？怎么有什么困难啊？神也是一样，神这个天父也是一样，跟他的爱子有一个，他很喜欢跟他的爱子有沟通。
Because we can have fellowship with our children when we're eating, and we ask them how you doing, how's school, how's life, what's going on, and in the same way is God.God is, his heart is longing to be with his children.
就好像、啊、我们、中国人的年夜饭这样、啊、我们一同的热闹的吃年夜饭、啊、神很开心做这个事情。
Just like the Chinese culturally focuses on family gathering, especially important is the night.Before the new year would come, the Chinese New Year. So this is God. This is the heart of God that longs to be with his children.
就像星夜里面那个当这个浪子回头的时候父亲远远的就看到那个浪子回来了他远远的就跑去抱住他宰了那个肥牛犊了一起的庆祝。
In the New Testament, we remember the parable of Jesus Christ.That the prodigal son, when he returned back to his father from far, far away, his father's arms were wide open, waiting to receive his son. And when his prodigal son returned to him, he killed a fat, wonderful cow in order to have a meal to welcome his son, to celebrate his homecoming.
So, 今天我们两个一个弟兄一个姐妹受洗天父是很高兴的欢迎他们回到
And so today we celebrate and we receive our beloved Hannah and a little Daniel into the kingdom of God ushering them into the kingdom of God and God is just sees that as so precious and welcomes them
所以、神很愿意跟他的子民同在愿意跟他的子民沟通、啊、
And how God wishesto have fellowship with his own children.
那弟兄姐妹他说这个桌子上面有一个橙色饼、啊、在、利未记里面他说有、12个饼、啊、
And in the book of Leviticus, here this is the bread of the presence.
利未记24章5节里面他说、这个
Leviticus,Chapter 24, verse 5, it is written.
第五节，你们要起细糖，细面烤成十二个饼。
Here it is written, take fine flour and bake 12 loaves of bread.
每个饼用一法十分之二，要把饼成色排两行，每行六个，在耶和华面前的金金的桌子上。
Using 2/10 of an ephah,For each loaf, set them in 2 rows, 6 in each row, on the table of pure gold before the Lord.
所以啊，十二个饼啊，当然是以色列的十二个支派啊。
And so these 12 loaves of bread, and this is each one is really foretelling of the one of the 12 disciples, of the of the 12 tribes.
每一个神的子民, 他都丰富的供应啊。
And so every single child of God, God has fully provided.
所以在神丰丰富的供应他们子民的需要。
And God has so fully and just outpouringly fulfilled the needs of his beloved.
就是在旷野中他们都是一无所缺的。
And even in the days when the nation of Israel spent in the desert, that they lacked nothing.
他们说在40年的旷野当中，不只是他们供应那食物跟水啊，连鞋子都没有穿破啊。And
the Bible tells us not only did God provide food and also water for his people when they were in the desert, even their shoes were not torn.
那诗篇78篇啊，讲他们。 在旷野的经历的时候， 神一直的丰富供应他们的， 对信主的人来说， 真的是一个很大的安慰啊。
The 78th Psalm records that how God has provided for his people and how this really, this fulfillment, this encourages us and comforts us.
譬如说， 78篇啊， 这个诗篇78篇16节， 第15节， 他们在旷野分裂磐石， 多多地给他们水喝， 从生涯而住， 他使水从磐石中涌出， 叫水如江河下流， 他们却能就得罪他， 干燥之地， 悖逆至高者。
And verses 15 to 17, it is written, Psalms chapter 78. He split the rocks in the desert, and gave them water as abundant as the seas. He brought streams out of a rocky crack and made water flow down like rivers. But they continued to sin against him, rebelling the desert against the Most High.
他说18和19节，他们心中试探神，随自己所依的求食物，并且妄论说神说神在旷野岂能摆设宴席吗？
Verses 18 to 19, they willfully put God to the test by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, can God spread a table in the desert?
可以的，第24节，他却吩咐天空，又撇开天上的门，降玛拿向以给他们吃，将天上的粮食赐给他们。
Verse 23, yet he gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven.
个人赐大能者的食物，他赐下粮食使他们饱足，他领东风起，在天空又用能力引起南风来。他降肉像雨在他们当中，如尘土；又降飞鸟多如海沙，落在他们的营中，使他们 住处的四面，他们赐了，而且饱足，这样随他们所意的。他们贪而无厌，食物还在他们口中的时候。
He let loose those east wind from the heavens and let forth the south wind by his power. He rained meat down on them like dust, flying birds like sand on the seashore. He made them come down inside their camp, all around their tents. They ate till they had more than enough, for he had given them what they craved. But before they turned from the food they craved, even while it was still in their mouths.
弟兄姐妹, 神一直以来在沙漠中都丰富地供应给他们。
Brothers and sisters, how God unceasingly, consistently continue to fulfill and to give and to bless his own people while they were still in the desert.
但是不一样的就是人呢, 常常忘记了神的恩典。
But how man always consistently forget the grace of God.
常常背逆他。
How we always go against God.
不是神背逆我们，是我们背逆了神。
It is not God who does not fulfill his own covenant to his people. It is man who always go against God.
我从前在做校园施工的时候， 跟那些那时候的国内来的学生，他们 他们是穷学生啊。
When I was serving in the campus ministries, I would come across some students who came from China.
他们现在的是有钱的，以前的是真的是穷学生，他们买一个破车啊，然后住的是一个破房子啊。
As students from China, they did not have a lot. They were living within their meager means.
但是他们很爱神，很热心的服侍神。
At that time, they would love God. They had a lot of zeal to serve the Lord.
但是毕业之后，他们渐渐的有钱了哈。
And then after they graduated, they became successful.
买了大房子啊，买了大车啊。
They were able to buy a brand new car. They were able to buy big houses.
把房子装饰的好像王宫这样啊。
They were able to decorate their houses.All decked out like a palace.
但是在他有钱的时候，他们常常就忘记了神。
But when they became wealthy,
心里面就冷淡了。
Their hearts became cold and hardened, and they forgot about God.
这是我们的光景。我们常常有了的时候，我们就忘记了神。
This is so like us. When we have, we forget God.
所以箴言说：“求你啊，不要让我不贫穷也不富足啊，赐给我们需要的饮食，需用的饮食，恐怕我们饱足的时候，我们不认得。”
The prayer to our Lord God in the book of Proverbs. This prayer is: We pray, I pray, Lord God, do not let me be too full, for when I am in my riches, I will forget you.
弟兄姐妹，为什么神要把我们现在摆在贫穷呢？
Brothers and sisters, why does God put us
in a state of need? 因为他知道我们富有的时候，我们会忘记他。
A state of need, because He knows that when we are full, then when we are in our riches, then we will forget Him.
在我们还没有的时候，我们求神啊，保守我们的心，在我们有的时候，不要忘记他。
When we do not yet have, we pray our Lord God to protect our hearts, that we do not forget Him.
然后在讲到这个作子的时候，他说，作编第二十五节哈，第二十五章二十五节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 25.
He said, 作子的四围各作一掌宽的横梁，横梁上染作金牙边。
It is written, also make around it a rim of hand breadth wide and put a gold molding on the rim.
你没有看到，你有没有看到神啊，很仔细的，那个尺寸都是很仔细的，说你要一寸高，一寸半。连一寸半他都要写下来哈。
And here, notice how God is so exact. Even when this is describing this hand breadth, and we note this to be an exact measurement, about 8 centimeters or 3 inches.
Yeah, 但是他说桌子上的四围啊，他就没有讲到尺寸啊。
And so when God is talking about actually the perimeter of the table.There is no description about the perimeter.
那个四围是什么东西呢？
So what is this?
你看这个，我们想象这个是那个桌子哈，就是围起来的地方哈，围起来的地方。那个地方是要做什么用的呢？
So when we talk about perimeter, this is talking about around, the measurement around the table here. So what is that for?
那当你放食物的时候，那个食物不会掉下去哈。
When you have a table that is wide enough to withhold all the food, then the food would not fall onto the floor.
一边有六个饼这样哈，那它就不会掉下去哈。
And so the food would not fall.
但是他讲到四周的那个时候，他不用尺寸哈。
However, when noticing on the description.Of the table, there is no description that is around measurement of table.
他说那个周围啊，要用一掌宽的，就是用你的手掌这样要很宽，所以那个食物不完全不会掉出去啊。
So a hand breadth is like a palm, the size of your palm. So here, the description.Try to visualize that this does not allow anything that is on the table to fall from the table.
为什么忽然间他要不用尺寸，要用手掌来形容呢？
Why is it that? Isn't it interesting that now we're not talking about a cubit, we're not talking about the measurements, we're talking about really the kind of the measurement as a handbreadth.
我要告诉弟兄姐妹，凡是属主的子民啊，他的手啊，会亲自的保守你，直到最后。
I want to share with brothers and sisters that every child that belongs to God, God will use His own hand to keep and to hold.
就好像加尔文的那个教义说，圣徒啊，必蒙神的保守，直到最后。我们有软弱的时候，但是神的手跟他相信他的人同在，直到最后。
Just like in John Calvin's teaching.That talks about the perseverance of the saints, that during all times, especially in their times of suffering and pain, God will use His own hand to keep and to hold and to guard and to protect.
真心信靠主的人，他在神的手里是最安全的。
And those who truly believe God, in the palm of God, they find.The most safety and security. Because our hand is just like a little child's hand. That when we take on the hand of our father, that hand is very strong and keeps us, and we would not fall.
真正相信他的心里相信他的人必蒙他的保守直到最后的时候
Those who truly receive and believe in Jesus Christ God protects and he keeps until we see him again
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
新约也是这么讲的
In the same way as in the New Testament
马太福音十章
The book of Matthew chapter 10
约翰福音，对不起，弟兄姐妹，你翻开约翰福音第26-29哈。
第十章。Tenth chapter.
约翰福音。
Book of John. Verses 26-29.
只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。你就翻呀。
Yes.
十章二十六。OK， 27节，我的羊听我的声音。我也认识他们，他们跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。但29节，再一次，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父什么？
Verses 27-29, the book of John, chapter 10. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
So,弟兄姐妹，你没有看到，旧约已经告诉我们，他说这把鞭鞭是他的手。
Do you not see that in the Old Testament we just read that in this table of that God wants His people to make, He has prepared that the perimeter of the table is guarded, kept by the hand of God.
当我们信靠他的时候，没有一个人。没有天上的势力、地上的势力能够把我们从爱父的手里面把我们抢过去。
When we believe, we trust in God, there is no one, there is nothing, there is not anybody that can snatch us away from the palm of God.
所以我们不相信所说的哈，你相信了之后，你会失去这个信仰，会失去了神自己哈。
We do not believe, we do not accept the claim that some teachings are
一次得救永远得救。
Some people will claim that people can fall from grace after they receive Jesus Christ. No, it is very clear in the Bible that when the perseverance of the saints, that God will always hold us and keep us. When we have His salvation, it is secure, it is kept, it is always ours.
不是因为我们强壮，乃是爱我们的天父，他是很强壮的，他的手会保守我们，直到我们见主面的。
It is not ourselves who is full of strength and power, but it is our Heavenly Father who is full of power and strength.
所以这个圣诞节呢，我们可以吃吃喝喝啊，看这个灯光啊，看这个 plastic 做的主耶稣啊。
And so some can choose during this Christmas season to eat and drink and be merry, and also to look at the lights, look at the cartoon characters and the different decorations that are out there.
或者是我们来敬拜这样的一个伟大的神，伟大的主。
Or that we can return back to our Lord, our God, this great God Almighty, and come and worship Him.
他和我们一起在这个旷野里面，在这个世界里面一起走天路，直到我们见主面的日子。
That in this world, as we live our lives, just like God's people who were walking through the desert, that God was with them, and God is now with us in our desert of walking through this world.
弟兄姐妹，我们的祷告，我为弟兄姐妹的祷告说，主啊，帮助我们，让我们能够专心跟随你，直到见主面的日子。
And brothers and sisters, my prayer for each and every one of you and for me is that our Lord God, please help us, guide us, keep us, protect us, take our hand until that one day when we come before you and we see you face to face. Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，在这个圣诞佳节的时候，
During this Christmas time,
我们有各种各样的诱惑，
There are so many enticements out
there. 各种各样的食物和娱乐。
There's so much food. There's so much entertainment.
但是主啊，求你真的是让我们专心的仰望主耶稣。
But our Lord God, we pray that you help us to really be steadfast in looking up to you.
因为他来到世上，为了拯救我们这不配的罪人。
Because Jesus Christ came to the world in order to save us.
因为他的关系，我们有得到永恒的生命。
Because of Jesus Christ, that we may have eternal life.
因为他的关系，我们在这旷野，在这世上并不孤单。
Because of Jesus Christ, that as we pass through this desert in our lives, that we are not scared, we are not afraid, we are not alone.
因为他和我们同在。
Because Jesus is with us.
感谢赞美荣耀归于你。
And we give you all the thanks and all the praises, and may all the glory be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.